Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
But the problem is they cannot be copyrighted. The U.S. Copyright Office specifically states AI-created content cannot be copyrighted.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
I am Tammy Burns.
Have you ever heard of a band called The Velvet Sundown?
The Velvet Sundown.
I'm not kidding. The Velvet Sundown is a band that had tremendous success. Their debut album called Floating on Echoes was released on June 5. Fantastic appeal online. It was announced that it went number one on Spotify's Daily Viral 50 chart in Britain, Norway, and Sweden, and actually started to make its way into the top 40 charts on a lot of European charts. Said the word charts twice.
Uh-huh.
But here's the concern, and this is why I love this topic. The Velvet Sundown does not exist.
What do you mean?
It is a totally created, fake AI band.
No way.
It is. And what's fun about it is, you say, wait a minute, Joe, this seemed to be like a month and a half ago. Why didn't you do anything about it? Because at that time, we didn't know. We didn't know who created it. We didn't know how it was done. And we didn't have the legalities of it. Well, now we do.
I'm going to need warning signs on AI information just to let me know this is really AI or it's not. Well, or I'm going to live in a world of confusion.
There's two things that can go. There is indeed a bill before Congress, it's been there for a while, that warning signs should be put on AI.
Thank you.
But when you start dealing with the law, It starts to get wackadoo. Now, this makes sense. Completely created by AI, it should have a warning sign. But then the question becomes, let's say I write a song, I don't like it very much, I send it through ChatGPT, it suggests four or five things, I take the two of the four or five things and I redo the song. Is that AI?
Well, you've got to put AI used for lyrics.
You really think it's got to be that clean?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, there's a scientist out there. I can see him in my head. I wish I could come up with his name. I will. It's one of those things that as soon as the break's over, I'm going to come up with it. But he made the statement that AI is going to become so successful that people are going to completely disavow things that are on the internet because it's just going to be positive that it was AI driven.
I'm getting to that point.
And he's of the opinion that what's going to happen is there'll be so much fake news on the internet that the internet, at least in that area, will collapse and it will come back and we'll start watching CNN and things like that again.
Oh my God, it's a Stephen King movie.
Yeah, because it's actual... How do I put this? It's actual content. There's a human being there. See, right now, YouTube has already, because of the Velvet Sundown, has already demonetized anything that's AI. And their new rules, which, by the way, I'm probably going to do a show on, their new rules are stating that repetitive, totally AI content is either going to be demonetized or is simply going to be taken off the channel. Now, you say, but what is that? Imagine somebody who does like rock music of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, part 12, part 463, part what have you. And it's so blatantly obvious that it's AI and they don't even go in and fix it. It'll say something like, in 1976, David Bowie did this. You mean David Bowie?
Oh.
AI reader?
Yes.
You know, Pete Townshend. Really? You didn't even go in and fix that?
So. Well, on Audible, I'm already beginning to go, nah, I can tell it's AI. Somebody's reading it through AI.
Absolutely. My book, which, by the way, is still for sale. It's called We'll Try and Get That On For You. I was told that we can easily have an AI voice read your book for you. And I said, oh, absolutely not. So
no,
I read the one.
People can tell that.
So look, this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to talk about the Velvet Sundown. I'm going to tell you how it was done because I just did it. It's not up for anyone to hear, but I did a lecture. And in the 20 minutes I had for the lecture, I did it. I created a band. I created an album. And that was that.
No way.
That's how stupid easy it is to do. We're going to talk about the legalities and all of that kind of stuff. This is where I shake my head. The song that made number one, at least in the Spotify Daily Viral 50, was called Dust on the Wind.
No.
Not Dust in the Wind. No. You didn't close your eyes and da-da-da. Dust on the Wind. Okay? And what's great about it? It can't be copyrighted. So I don't have to report it when I do this show. Here you go. This is the Velvet Sundown, Dust on the Wind on Rock School.
Dust on the wind, boots on the ground, smoke in the sky, no peace found. Rivers run red, drums roll slow. Tell me, brother, where do we go? Raise your hand, don't look away. Sing out loud, make them pay. March for peace, not for pride. Let that flag turn.
Of a fake AI song by the Velvet Sundown, Dust on the Wind. By the way, it's going to come back in a little bit when we start talking about legalities of it, who owns what, and those kind of things. But I told you in the last break that I went ahead and did this for someone. I live in a little college town, Hammond, Louisiana. And in Hammond, Louisiana, the Rotary Club is unbelievably popular. And just all kinds of downtown stuff. I mean, Christmas movies and all of that. But they're well-liked and all that. So it is a bit of an honor to be asked to come and lecture to the Rotary Club.
Bunch of smart men and women in there, right?
Smart, rich people. So I showed up and I said to them, you've heard about this Velvet Sundown, and some of them hadn't, so I explained what it was. And what was great about it is somebody went, golly, what does it take to do that? And I said, well, let me show you. Okay. By the way, this was my seventh invite. I didn't know that, but when they introduced me, there you go.
Wow.
So here's what I did. I went to Google Gemini, which is obviously Google's AI generator. And I said, please create an album cover for a band called The Rotarians. And then I looked at the audience and I said, what kind of band are you? And one guy went, jazz. Okay, great. A jazz band named the Rotarians. I want three men and three women, and I want them in suits. I hit the button, and 30 seconds after, bang, there it is.
Oh, no.
It was right there. And then
you did this in front of them.
In front of them, right.
Oh.
Yeah, luckily I had internet access. I then said, okay, Gemini, take that same picture, we need some promotional shots. So take that same picture, same people, and have them playing darts in a bar.
Nice.
30 seconds, boom, there they were. Have them all sitting around eating a hamburger, which is one of the shots the Velvet Sundown did. There they were. And then, just for fun, have them doing yard work at the band's house. So the woman is pushing the lawnmower and one of the guys is, you know, snipping the hedges. And just for fun, for no good reason, I said, okay, let's make a heavy metal version of this. Bang. Let's make a country version of this. Bang. In all, 5 to 7 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. Then I went to another AI generator called Suno. S-U-N-O. Now, Gemini, if you have a Gmail account, you should be able to just go right into it. Suno, you got to sign up for it. And I've signed up for it, and I'm not being blown out the back door with emails, so they're pretty good about that. And I said, I want you, Juno, to create, or Suno, I want you to create a song, and I yelled to the audience, okay, it's going to be for the Rotarians, the Rotary, and they yelled out things like that. And the first one that came back was Wednesdays at Rotary. Sounds like this.
Every Wednesday, we gather round in a room where deals and dreams are found. The coffee's bitter, but the talk is sweet. Shaking hands and folding seats, a pledge, a prayer. A joke that lands, a club of hearts, a room of plans. At a Rotary, where the clock hands spin, the world gets smaller as we dig in. Lunchtime deals, goodwill to match. Building bridges with a sigh of scratch. Speaker's got a PowerPoint slide. My pitch waits for the perfect tide. Salad wilts, but the
what really blew them out the back door was how quickly it happened. And that's, by the way, the second version of it, because they didn't like the first one.
Really?
So I said, let's put the whole thing back in, change a word here or there, and then bloop, the whole thing came back out.
My God, it's witchcraft.
Yeah. I played another one for them. Had to give me some more words. Da, 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 da. This one's called Small Town Rules.
The sun's high and the grass is mowed. Main street's quiet, the traffic's slow. Got my trash in the proper bin. Feels good to play by the rules, my friend. Oh, we follow the bylaws, we keep it clean. Living life simple, you know what I mean. With a smile and a handshake, the day begins. Then it's lunch with my buddies, napkins tucked in.
Now look, I can hear it. It's a little plastic. It's not quite beautiful yet, but the what do you call it? The thing that I tell them to do, the equal to it. Is, do you remember when you first started playing video games?
Yes.
What it looked like?
Oh, it was a Pong.
Yeah, Pong.
Bing.
And then it went to 8 and 16 bits. And now if you've ever played, you know, Fortnite, or you have played Call of Duty, you can see where we are. And it's only going to get better like that. And then for the hey of it, they have about 5 big money-making events, and one of them is their Shamrock Run. I know it's September, but, you know, they're already thinking about it for next year. Smart people. And a guy said, can you have it create a radio jingle for the Shamrock Run? Here you go.
Lace up your shoes, grab your green, and hammering streets like you've never seen. Feel the pulse, feel the beat. Shamrock Run, Shamrock Run, Shamrock Run. Step by step under the sun. Fast or slow, we all belong. Shamrock Run, we're strong. Morning air.
Total time, 20 minutes.
No.
Oh,
way.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, if I was just doing this myself, I could create 2 bands. And start sending
You're
things
never
through.
Going back to the Rotary again. They're like, no, ban that guy. He can't come back.
No, absolutely not. They want to have me back again. The thing is, I was also able to show them all of the rap music that was created. Somebody took every AC/DC song and jammed it into a computer and said, write a new AC/DC song.
Right.
There is something where it will listen to a song. And let's say it's, and I say, let's say they did it with Michael Jackson's Thriller. And there's a point where you hear Michael Jackson's Thriller for a while, and then it sort of changes. You could tell this is where it stopped. And it's writing on the fly new verses, new chorus, new little breakdown sections. And it just blows me away. And what's great about AI, I know what's great about it. Yeah, what's great about it is it has no conscience. So you can say to it, I hate that. Do it again. And it will.
Did it go, hee hee?
Oh, it did. It did all of that. Yeah, the song that was done from AC/DC, you could hear, you know, the song Shoot to Kill.
Right.
I think one of the lyrics was, I shoot my gun. And I'm thinking that you just grabbed that from, because that's what AI is.
Yeah.
It's purely derivative.
It grabs what's already there, right?
That's right. So to say dust on the wind is stupid. I think whoever created it, and I'll tell you who it is in here in a little bit, but I think whoever created it saw dust on the wind and knew how ridiculously silly that was and decided to go with it. You know, so the question then becomes, why? Why in the world would you do this? Well, I think it's because the person wanted to make a point. In fact, he even says that. Let's play another song here. This is also from The Velvet Sundown. They got around to releasing a second single. It's titled Drift Beyond the Flame. Seriously? Are you sure this wasn't a book written by Brian Griffin on The Family Guy? It's easy to make fun of it, but people liked it. It was starting to move up until it was said that this is AI. So here you go. Drift beyond the flame, if you will. It's a Velvet Sun something or other sundown here on Rock School.
Time slips through these haunted days. Silent prayers in fields of gray. Soldiers' songs just drift away. Drift beyond the flame. Thank you. lies beneath the sky. Birds still sing though mothers cry. Footsteps fading in the clay. Peace is just a breath away. Drift beyond the flame. Past the noise, past the name. In the stars.
Here's the reason I did not go with this show earlier, because I didn't know who did it. I didn't know where this came from, and I thought it would be less of a show if I was like, hey, as soon as I know, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Let's hang on and get the whole story. The Velvet Sundown is a fake band created by somebody named Andrew Freelon, F-R-E-L-O-N, Freelon. Freelon? I'm going to go with Freelon. That okay. seems better to me. Andrew freely admits that, number one, he did it. It started through one of his Twitter accounts. And then, number two, that's not his real name.
Okay.
Stop it. No, he said he'll never do that. Medium.com interviewed him, and he said he did it as, quote, an art hoax. Again, he's running a Twitter account attached to Canada in some way, although most people believe this guy is American. I feel like the DOJ and the FBI is now on top of this. CBC News, Canadian Broadcasting Company Corporation, claims that he is the guy that did it, even though after giving the interview to Medium, he denied it again, which just sounds correct.
Yeah.
That tracks, so I don't believe it. Freelon did state online that he was the band's manager.
Love it.
First, then came fully clean through the band's Twitter stating, quote, synthetic music project guided by human creative direction, that's overstating it, and composed, voiced, and visualized with the support of artificial intelligence. There you go. And also, I didn't know this, Freelon's X page, Twitter, it'll never be X to me, it's
X
Twitter,
page.
No,
yeah.
It's Twitter,
uh-huh.
It's now marked with a parody mark. I didn't know, I'm not on Twitter X, I don't know, I signed up for it, I don't know, years and years ago, and I signed up for like three people. And the phone wouldn't leave me alone.
Really?
More text, come read. I said, get out of here, and just took it off the phone. I didn't even know you could set something up as a parody account. And I thought, is Weird Al a parody account?
Wait, is this guy making money?
Ah, heck of a good question. Out of the mouths of babes.
Well, I love money.
Well, let's do that. The next time we come out, we got to play a break here. Let me tell you about the money and who gets it and blarfity blarfity blar. Okay, who's listening to us here on the Rock School Radio Show?
KFOK, Sacramento, California.
I love that you refuse to actually say what the call letters spell. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Okay, you asked during the last break how much money was made. All right, we got to do this in kind of a backwards fashion because no one has said how much was made. All I can do is talk about what we know for a fact. Okay, Deezer was one of the streaming services. It's in Europe. It's one of the ones that really did well. It was in the top this and the top that. However, they immediately flagged the songs as AI, so they were demonetized. I don't know if Spotify paid or if YouTube paid, but they did demonetize all AI in one of their last rulings, to which you say, all AI? Well, that's the concern. If you're doing AI on YouTube and it is repetitive, yes, they will demonetize it. But if you're using AI to create all new content, there's one that I'm following now called the Bigfoot Vlog with a V. And it's purely AI. There's Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
And you would think, well, that's going to get demonetized. No, it really is new content. It's just being presented in AI, so it probably won't. But let's say they did. Spotify, and that's all I got, would offer enough money per stream depending on if a person was paying for a Spotify subscription or not paying for a Spotify subscription. So a million streams would be $3,000 to $4,000, depending on rate again. Previous to getting caught, the band had racked up over a million monthly listens. So I went to their Spotify page. It's still up. And if you go to the actual album and the songs break out, you can see how many streams they've had. When I made this show, Dust on the Wind had 2.3 million streams. Drift Beyond the Flames had just under a million. Then each of the songs past that had just about a half a million streams. So quick math suggests around 6.5 million streams in total. If all the streams were paid, which I'll bet they're not, but if they were, on an average of $3,500 per million, I just took the 3 to 4 mil and cut it in half, $3,500 per million comes out to $22,750.
Not that much.
No, it's not. I've had two books become Amazon.com bestsellers. They have sold, each of them, have sold over 100,000 copies. What did I make? About 12 grand?
Not that
total,
much.
Total. And of course, the government came in and went, I'll take 52% of that.
Amen.
And away it went. Let's say they didn't. Let's say they only got half of it. So look, it's $11,375. Not bad for an hour's work.
Right.
Tops.
I like it.
I did it in 20 minutes. My guess is they were getting paid some. Spotify has been caught in the past with kind of weird algorithmic type stuff that people do. And what they do is pay them. I'm sure this is for a legal thing. They pay them for what they already had, and then they demonetize. That way they can say, look, we paid you when you got us. The one that's real famous, if you know anything about this, there is a band in Michigan called Wolfpack. They're actually very good.
What's it called?
Wolfpack.
Spell that.
V-U-L-F-P-E-C-K. They made an album. This is how they got Spotify. They made an album called Sleepify. It was a lot of tracks. I don't remember the number. But every track was pure silence. So what they told their fans to do was when they went to bed, put on Sleepify. And in the 8 hours that the person slept, it would rotate 9-10 times. Now imagine this being done over thousands. They made a bunch of money. If I remember correctly, it was in the 20 grand range. Spotify paid them. They used it to put on a free concert, but then they cut them off. I'll bet the Velvet Sundown is about the same thing. So I'm going to guess he made somewhere between 10 and 15. That's my guess.
Take it and run.
Absolutely. Just for the sake of argument, because I don't want to play a lot of AI, at least all AI. Here's Wolfpack on Rock School. Did you like the song?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, that was it. It was about 5 seconds of silence. No. That's the Sleepify joke. All right, here's the real Wolfpack on Rock School. Coming into the bottom of the hour, I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
We're talking about AI and the Velvet Sundown, who I don't know if it's got over on people or not, because if you really liked the song, who cares? Well, think about the Archies and Sugar Sugar.
I loved it.
No, it wasn't sang by Archie and Jughead and
it
all
wasn't?
That. It was sung by real people. But would you or do you feel duped by the Archies?
No, they gave me a comic book and a musical band and a cartoon.
But let's say you really liked Dust on the Wind. I mean,
right.
It would be hard to admit it now because every music snob in the world, you don't understand. Yeah, I got it. But let's say you really liked it. Did they really get over on you? Or did they just make a song that you liked? Huh? 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 I want you to go see a fella named Danny Sapko. Go to YouTube and grab him. Danny Sapko. He did basically what I did at Rotary. As a joke, he created not the Velvet Sundown, he created the Velvet Sunrise and turned it into a metal band. Now, I'm going to play one of those songs here. It's as easy as what I did in front of the Rotary. So I'll tell you a little bit more about Danny Sapko and also play a song that he created. But first, let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. September 1 all the way through September 7th. You got Monday, Tammy. Do it.
September 1, 1967, Boggs Skaggs joins his childhood friend's band, the Steve Miller Band. Miller has to teach him how to play before he can join the band.
September 2, 1986, 16-year-old Debbie Gibson signs up with Atlantic Records.
September 3, 1982, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak throws the US Festival for 3 days in San Bernardino, California.
September 4, 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis files for divorce from his second wife, Jane Mitchum. 3 months later, he would then marry the famous Myra Gale Brown.
September 5, 1969, happy 56th birthday to Dweezil Zappa.
September 6, 1968, Eric Clapton records the guitar solo for While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And September 7, 1996, rapper Tupac Shakur is shot 5 times in Las Vegas. He would die 6 days later. He was 25, and that wraps up 7 days and 70 seconds. Again, if you haven't gone on to the YouTubial device and looked up Danny Sapko, I think you're missing out. I think he's really interesting, and you'll also learn about something called the dipstick lick. So again, what he did is he said, this is unfair. He took the Velvet Sundown, created the Velvet Sunrise, and turned them into a metal band. Again, it's just what I did in Rotary. So right now, he's only got about 4,500 streams, and I'll bet the majority of people only came in to hear it because they love Sapko, and now that I'm telling you to go do it, you'll probably go in and do the same thing. It's also on YouTube with just under 300 views. So let's play a song from The Velvet. I just got to make sure I get all this stuff right. Here is a song from The Velvet, Sunrise. Because the one that started it was the Velvet Sundown. It's not confusing at all. This one's called Stand Through the Fire. It's a metal song. Make sure you put up the devil horns when you do it. Here on Rock School.
Curtain dries, but I feel hollow. Smile painted, pain I swallow. Lights shine bright, but I'm breaking slow. Still I walk where I must go. Behind the mask I'm torn apart, but no one sees my fragile heart. Behind the mask I'm still a shadow, carrying dreams that feel so shallow. They cheer, they scream, but they don't know. Behind the mask I'm letting go. Applause fades, it's just a echo. The quiet's loud, it steals my tempo. Feet still dance, but they feel heavy. Chasing something I can't bury. Behind the mask, I'm torn apart. No one sees my friend.
your heart. Behind the mask, I'm still a shadow. Carrying dreams that feel so shallow. They cheer, they scream, but they don't know. Behind the mask, I'm letting go. Applause fades, it's just a net. The quiet's loud, it steals my tempo. Feet still dance, but they feel heavy. Chasing something I can't bury. Behind the mask, I'm still a shadow. Carrying dreams that feel so shallow. They hear me scream, but they don't know. Behind the mask, I'm letting go.
All right, coming into the second break, let's talk about the legalities of The Velvet Sundown. The songs exist, but the problem is they cannot be copyrighted. The U.S. Copyright Office specifically states AI-created content cannot be copyrighted. I really believe in the future they're going to have to change that rule, but right now they're standing firm on that. So here's this song that exists. So no person or company is allowed to claim ownership of the songs directly under the Copyright Office. But it's already being challenged. There is a group called Sons of Legion that covered Dust on the Wind. They just re-recorded it. Ready? Here it is.
Dust on the wind, boots on the ground, smoke in the sky, no peace found. Rivers run red, the drums roll slow.
Okay, so now their version of it exists.
Real people.
Can they copyright it? No, because the song wasn't written by them. Well, let's say they changed all of the lyrics and they changed a couple things, to which I say, well, look, you have to have, according to copyright law, substantial changes. You can't just put two songs together and claim new copyright. Would they get it? It might be a bit of a fight, but what they can copyright is the performance of it. For example, my school has a let's say an orchestra, and they decide to play a Wagner song. Bum 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 bum. Can they claim copyright of that Wagner song? I think it's Ride of the Valkyries. Can they claim copyright? No, but they can claim copyright on the performance and if they move things around on the arrangement of the song. So that's what these guys could do. Could someone profit off of this song? Well, I believe Andrew Freelon already has, but I think once people find out that it's AI, he will be demonetized across the board. I'm waiting for someone to claim that they are owed money because at one point in time they got money. Let's say they do a comic book completely out of AI.
Mm-hmm.
It sells a gajillion copies, and then they find out, oh, you did this with AI, and they give you that first bit of money, and then they don't pay you the rest. I can see someone going to court with that saying, no, wait a minute, what changed? Well, we found out it was AI. Yes, but did the quality of the content change? Are people still buying it? Are you taking money with that, or are we just now giving it away for free?
Where's the money going?
Well, in Freelon's pocket, I'm positive of it. However, streaming companies are already creating their own AI music and profiting. I had a student ask me this. It's a matter of semantics. Now, wait a minute. If no one can profit from that, how come an AI company, again, like Deezer, they create all this AI music for, like, I want to do yoga, and there you go. I want to cook dinner, there you go. I want to change the baby, there you go. How are they profiting on it? Well, it's semantics again. They're not really profiting. They're just not paying out. So instead of paying somebody for the music, they get it. Can someone sue over being duped by the song? Well, look, anyone can sue for anything here in the good old US of A. However, the chance of winning or even being heard is quite small because we do have this rule in the United States, let the buyer beware. And it comes to that point. So if you buy a chicken sandwich from Burger King and then you eat the chicken sandwich, you're like, oh, I didn't know it was chicken. I'm suing. These kind of dumb lawsuits come up all the time. A court would look at you and go, what's the name of the sandwich? It's a chicken sandwich. Oh, I thought it was something else, except it says chicken sandwich.
Oh, it's a good sandwich.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Oh, who's listening to us?
Well, W-Y-A-P.
Hold on. Okay, I'm done thinking about the Burger King chicken sandwich. Go ahead.
W-Y-A-P, Clay, West Virginia.
Yeah, we're on the Yap, Tammy. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Profiting off of all this AI? Well, some people are until they're found out.
Who's the devil and who's the underbelly?
There is no devil in this. I don't think so. People are either they think this is dumb. AI is just turning my favorite comedians into babies. And then there are people that AI is going to become sentient and will be living in the Matrix sometime soon. You know, the answer is somewhere in the middle. Maybe it'll be babies in the Matrix of it. I do think people would like, this is what I always thought about the Matrix. I think some people would like to go into the Matrix. You mean I can leave this life where I'm working three low-paying jobs, I can barely afford rent. You're going to put me into the Matrix and turn me into somebody famous?
Wow.
And I will believe that I'm eating steak every night and all of that? I'll bet there's a lot of people who would choose to willingly go into that.
Well, heck, I may go with you now, but yeah. I wouldn't be your new skinny wife in the Matrix.
Oh, no. I'd have a whole new wife.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And she wouldn't wear your clothes either.
No.
She'd be much younger and thinner.
Oh.
God, that is an old, old, ugly joke.
It works every time.
And by the way, none of this is new. This idea of Suno creating songs and ChatGPT helping you and Gemini, this is nothing. A guy named Laszlo Tomasi, he is the guy behind The Devil Inside, millions of Spotify streams, says he uses AI to generate a great deal of the band's imagery. Okay, are we mad at him now? Should he be demonetized? Another guy, Nova Scotia-based artist Ian James, had a battle because somebody created an AI channel of his music, but he had it done through AI, so it's all new Ian James song, and the guy claimed he was Ian James. I'll bet he profited until they figured out who he was. And there's another group. Have you ever heard of a genre of music called dark country?
No.
Well, it's up there. You can go take a look at it. The big one is called Aventis. A-V-E-N-T-H-I-S. I guess Aventis. Maybe it's Aventis. I doubt it. Aventis. This guy named Nick Hussles. I'm going to guess that's not his real name. But maybe I'm wrong. He's come straight out and said a great deal of what is done is AI creations. So I'm going to play this Aventus for you, and then we'll come back and sort of give our last couple thoughts on this thing. Is it good? Is it bad? Are we going to the Matrix? And if I was in the Matrix, can I be a professional guitarist?
Sure.
Ooh, where do I go? Here you go. It's Aventus on Rock School.
I walk this road with fire in my hands. Every sin I've sown now stains this land. There ain't no preacher calling my name. There ain't no savior to take my blame. Oh Lord, have mercy on my grave. I've run too long, too far to save. Let the rain fall down, wash my sins away. Oh Lord, have mercy on my grave. I hear the wind, it speaks in tongues. It tells me time has come on. Settle, the sky burns red. I'll lay my soul where the lost men tread. If heaven waits, it don't wait for me. Just the howling wind and an empty.
Before we get into what is really the question of this AI music creation, you asked who was also making money. We did a whole show on it. Britain is trying to give all copyrights for music and other things that are in the, quote, creation range, plays and such, poetry, over to AI. And then the concept is to bring AI companies to the country. The country would then be paid to have all the servers there, and the AI people created the AI would be paid either by advertising or by people using the service or simply by taking the content, the idea of who signs up, what they do, turning it into a spreadsheet, and off it goes. I mean, we're to the point now where if you allow it, it is individualized knowledge being given to advertisers. Just take your phone, unlock it, set it down on the ground and go, I love kayaking. I love kayaking. It's everything I've ever done. I mean, if I could just be a kayaker, my life would be great. You want to try kayaking? I want to try kayaking. I'm going to guess within 15 minutes, you're going to see on your Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X feed, something about, guess what? Kayaking. It's, you know, it's out there. It's to the human being. It's a reason I don't have an Alexa. I don't want her listening to my conversations where I walk around and I say conspiratorial things. So, but the real concern or decision in this is in a couple years, what if AI writes A Stairway to Heaven?
You think Siri can do that?
Siri, no. Siri just accepts and then spits content back. She isn't much more creative. But Asuno, it's only going to get better. All these things are going to get better. And what if it does? What if it writes Piano Man? What if it writes Yesterday? This is the 1,000 monkeys on 1,000 typewriters. Sooner or later is going to write the Hamlet soliloquy. What if it does? Is a good song a good song is a good song? And wherever it came from, who cares? And what if that was the case? Now AI can create all the music you love, but it can't be copyrighted, so you don't have to pay for your music. Do we like it better now? Huh? These are the ethical questions. Not this semester coming up, but the next I'll be teaching my law and ethics class. I intend to do a whole thing on AI.
Love it.
And ask the kids, how much are you paying for Spotify? Oh, it's only a few dollars. That's great. What if I could take that away and you get all the music you want for nothing? Oh, that's what I would do. Okay, you just have to sell me your soul. My soul? Yeah. Will you do it? I don't know, man. Well, that's always
that trade-off.
They already
sold it to somebody else, right?
Chick-fil-A.
I don't have one to give you, man.
We have a Chick-fil-A on campus. I don't know how do you provide all of this food?
Is there a line constantly?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You have to get people out of the way. But anyway, who we talk about today? Burger King and
Chick-fil-A. I'm hungry.
Can we go get fast food?
Amen.
I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
That's it. Class is dismissed.
Something about you I can't put my finger on. Something about you that makes you the different one. The voice in my head that I wanna turn up, and the dream in my bed that I can't get enough of. Not a corner of you that I don't wanna go to. We find ourselves in the dark that made